A couple in Kulwok has been engaged since 2001, but they couldn't quite come to an agreement about what kind of wedding ceremony to have. They finally settled on a unique venue, center court at halftime during tomorrow's home basketball game. KRBD's Layla Carey called up the couple to talk about their upcoming nuptials and has this story.
Lisa George definitely didn't want a traditional wedding with the church or the dress or any of that frilly stuff. Jared Barlow definitely didn't want to go to the courthouse with just a judge, a couple of witnesses, and no fanfare. How to get married, then, has been a topic of discussion for the couple for quite some time. Last fall, they finally made a decision.
Lisa said, "We'll have it at the first basketball game. There's your time and your place. You set it up."
That's another thing. The bride wants nothing to do with planning.
So I've been putting all the plans together and arranging everything, and all she's got to do is walk in and show up.
It's a bit of a role reversal. Traditionally, women tend to be more excited about planning weddings, but George says their relationship is not traditional.
I'm more into the typical male role, I guess, if you want to put it that way, and he's more of the female that likes the lovey-dovey frilly things. So it works for us.
George has had minimal responsibilities. She had to say yes or no to a few things, but that's pretty much it. There's no wedding dress either, although there are rumors that a veil might end up pinned to her Kulwok chieftain's jersey.
I don't know. I just planned on being in my chieftain gear in whatever my cousins and aunties and relatives figure it out. We'll go from there.
While George has stayed out of it, Barlow wasn't completely on his own when planning the wedding. Other residents of the tight-knit community of Kulwok have rallied to help.
It really hasn't been too much. The biggest issue that I've had was trying to make sure that my family from out of town could come up.
That includes Barlow's father, who's performing the ceremony and had a long 4-day trip from a village in Peru, where he's now living. Barlow says he met George online as he was planning to move to Kulwok. He'd started his Alaska residency in Sitka, drawn there by his sister, who was attending Sheldon Jackson College.
And she sent me a bunch of pictures of the water and the hillsides. And so I said, that's where I got to go. And I moved to Sitka in June of 99.
Barlow says the tourism in Sitka was too much for him. So about a year later, he moved to Prince of Wales Island. He wanted to find out more about Kulwok before moving, so he did a search on Yahoo Messenger. That's how we met George.
I've tried to duplicate that search since then and have never been able to duplicate a search to find her anywhere. So that one search was what did it for me in order to find her.
Now, about 15 years later, wedding bells will ring, or halftime buzzers will sound, as the couple finally ties the knot. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.